All right. Time now is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for jazz. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We've got a couple hours of great jazz music ahead of you, so sit back and relax, and I'll bring you some fine music. We'll be right back. the great John Coltrane from the album Giant Steps. And I was driving around all week having that CD playing in my car, and I just didn't get tired of it. John Coltrane, the name of that track was Mr. PC. And on that track, we feature John Coltrane on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, for whom that composition was named for, and Art Taylor rounds out the quartet on drums. Album again, John Coltrane, Giant Steps, one of the all-time great albums in the jazz genre. And by one of the all-time great artists in John Coltrane, who really redefined how to play tenor saxophone in the jazz idiom. So I want to stick with John Coltrane for our next track. Really one of my favorite ballads is Nature Boy. And I've played that often on this show, but you know what? I don't think I've ever played the John Coltrane version. So let's listen to that. This is from an album called The John Coltrane Quartet Plays. Thank you. Yes, that is Greg Abate from his most recent release, the Greg Abate Quartet featuring Phil Woods. All right. It was recorded back in 2012. And that's Greg Abate on alto, soprano, and baritone saxophones. I think on those two numbers we heard the first one, Greg playing baritone, and then the last track he was playing soprano. Usually known for playing his alto, but in this case we heard two tracks playing alternate instruments. Phil Woods on alto sax, Jesse Green on piano, Evan Greger on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. The last track you heard was entitled Special K, written for his girlfriend, Kerry. I happen to know that. And before that, we heard Rocco's Place, both of them original compositions by Greg Abate. And I would like to mention, Greg is playing over at Catano's tonight. Not sure what the starting time is, but I'm sure he goes till the late hours of this evening. He's playing at Catano's in New York City. Next week, he's going to be playing with Phil Woods over at Sculler's in Boston. And I may just go there and see that, because I've never seen Phil Woods play. He's one of the masters of jazz on the alto saxophone. I sure would like to see Phil Woods. And playing with Greg Abate would be a special bonus. So I'm going to try to catch that. Let me give you the details on that. That's at Sculler's. Let's see, that's on May 11th, next Saturday. And there's two shows, one at 8 o'clock and one at 10 o'clock. So I can do my radio show and skip out and make it down to Boston to see that. And if you're in the Boston area, definitely make it your business to check out that Greg Abate Quartet concert with special guest Phil Woods. All right, we started out that set some time ago with John Coltrane from the album John Coltrane Quartet Plays. And the name of that track is Nature Boy. And that's an interesting lineup because it features his quartet, his most famous quartet, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums, and McCoy Tyner on piano. And then there's the addition of another bass player. I heard kind of a bowed bass, as well as Jimmy Garrison playing his standard upright bass. But Art Davis was in there playing the bass as well. So that makes for a quintet, doesn't it? John Coltrane, Art Davis, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, and McCoy Tyner. Nature Boy, one of my favorite ballads for sure. All right, time now 6:33. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We've got a lot of music left for you this evening. And the next set's going to feature Jimmy Green. Jimmy Green made his comeback last night over at Small's Jazz in New York. A great club down there. Jimmy, of course, had a personal family tragedy, which kept him kind of out of the playing scene for a while, but he's back. I'm glad that he is. He's playing there tonight as well. So if you're in New York City, his set starts at 10:30, so there's plenty of times to get down to Small's Jazz in New York. And if you can't make it down there, do what we did last night. Small's Jazz does a live video streaming from the club every night, so you can do that. Just check out their website, www.smallsjazzclub.com. That's www.smallsjazzclub.com. And you'll see, you can check that out. There's a small fee attached to it, but it's definitely worth it to see the live music going on at the Smalls Jazz Club, and tonight especially with Jimmy Green. So I'm going to play a couple tracks, a couple compositions that Jimmy played last night with his quartet. So these are from the album entitled Mission Statement. Thank you. Man, I just love that composition, and I love the way it is played by Jimmy Green. I was looking back at my playlists recently and saw that's probably the most played song on this show, so I apologize if I've played it a lot of times here, but I just love hearing it. I've heard Jimmy Green perform it on several occasions, and last night at Small's Jazz Club, he just did a really heart-wrenching rendition, and then afterwards referenced the special meaning that song had for him and the love and support that he's received. over these last few months. So that is Jimmy Green. His latest album is entitled Mission Statement, and that features Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Laj Lund on guitar. Let's see, on that track, Xavier Davis on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And as I said, the name of that track is Love in Action. And before that, we heard another track from the same album entitled Yeah, You Right, Jimmy Green. And I'll mention it again. He's playing tonight at Small's Jazz Club in New York City, down in the Village. And definitely recommend you heading out there. The show starts at 10:30. And if you can't make it to New York City, you can also listen to it and watch it on Small's Jazz Club's streaming video that they do. And you can do that by looking at their website, smallsjazzclub.com. So check that out. All right. I'm going to stay with Jimmy Green here for the next track. I'm going to do a little set in honor of spring. Today was a gorgeous, beautiful spring day, and hopefully it's the beginning of a season where that we're not going to fall back into any more of that winter weather here in New England. And so I wanted to do a set featuring songs inspired by spring. And we're going to start out with Jimmy Green from his sextet from his first album entitled Introducing Jimmy Green. And this is Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Thank you. Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard. Last two tracks you heard were from Freddie Hubbard from his 1967 release entitled Backlash. And the last track you heard was Little Sunflower, which has become kind of a nice standard. A lot of groups covering, a lot of jazz artists covering that composition. Little Sunflower by Freddie Hubbard. And before that, we heard Up Jumped Spring. Two tracks that definitely remind me of spring. And that, as I said, from the 1967 release, Backlash, we heard from Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, James Spaulding on alto saxophone and flute on that last track, Albert Daly on piano, Bob Cunningham on bass, Ray Appleton on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. That is an interesting album. I actually listened to the entire album today while jogging out in Vernon, and has a very late 60s, early 70s feel. A lot of the album sounds like it could have been a soundtrack for some of those old television series, maybe I Spy or something like that, but kind of an interesting album. Those tracks actually got down to some pretty good jazz grooves, but some of that album really sounds kind of dated. But nice, it's Freddie Hubbard, so how, you know, it's got to be good. Before that, we heard from Joshua Redman from the album Timeless Tales for Changing Times, and we heard It Might as Well Be Spring. Okay, Timeless Tales for Changing Times, the Joshua Redman album features Joshua Redman on saxophone, Brad Meldow on piano, Larry Grenadier on double bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And we just received another new Joshua Redman album that has that same quartet on it, so perhaps I'll get to that before the end of the show today. But that one was a release from back in 1998, so it looks like Joshua Redman has returned to that same quartet. Interesting. All right, we started out that set some time ago with the Jimmy Green Sextet from the album Introducing Jimmy Green, and we heard Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And on that track, it was Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Daryl Hall on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. All right. Yeah, time now, 7:20. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let me mention my website. If you like this show, you may want to head over to my website over at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And over there, you'll see links to my podcast, so you can check out my podcast. I publish it every week, and it's usually a recorded segment from this show. So check that out. You can also see the links to all my social networking. So if you'd like to friend me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or subscribe to my YouTube channels or any of that stuff, my blogs and so forth, you can head on over to www.jazzandbeyond.com, and you'll see everything there. So check that out as well. All right, let's get on with the music. I wanted to play a Duke Ellington classic. I'm sure you'll recognize this tune. I heard a local jazz trio play it yesterday at a little coffee house, and it reminded me of how much I like that Duke Ellington composition, and especially this version of it, which is performed by Pharoah Sanders. Thank you.
Thank you.